This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What does Brandon Graham mean, what he does to your team and your city? Brandon Graham?
Yeah, BG, he's, you know, so I'm amazed by how long he's been able to play the game, you know, and play it at a high level. And I think for him, he's evolved as a person as his career has gone on, and as you expect for anyone. But the player he is right now, been pretty impressive for him to be playing at such a high level at this late in his career. And I think for him, as a leader, as a presence, I think that speaks for itself.
Well, it does. Well said by Jalen Hurts. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio on BG Day. And joining us right now, Hugh, we have Rhea Hughes in studio.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Rhea Sitting. And by that way, it's brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
Rhea, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, awesome. I'm doing great. It's BG Day. I like your BG jersey.
Yeah, that's a nice jersey.
How about that? So here's how, you know, how we have kids and they're at school. And you get the phone call.
Yeah, you think something bad happened.
Johnny forgot his homework and you got to bring it.
Right.
Or he forgot his egg.
Oh,
the
you
color.
Need to do something for the kid.
Yeah. So I get to work usually around 3:20 a.m. I get out of the car. I'm like, oh, it's PG day. That's cool. And I look down. I go, oh, for goodness sakes, I forgot the jersey. Mm-hmm. So I had to call my son, who only goes to school a couple, you know, he goes to Roman Catholic, only 5 minutes here. So I had him Uber the jersey here to me. Then I Ubered him there. So I had to call him because I forgot my homework.
Oh, the shoes
awesome.
Are on a different feet now.
Oh, yeah,
that,
yeah, believe me, he pointed it out to me.
Oh, you won't live that one down. But you got your jersey, yeah. Which is important. Rhea, this is, I mean, you've seen so many cool different days we've had here at WIP over the years. This is something unique and special. And I was thinking about it when Brandon was with us. You don't get many athletes here that are truly beloved. There's a lot that are liked, a lot that are respected. I mean, he reached that status at some point where he's truly beloved by this fan base.
The status happened with the strip sack.
Yeah.
But that hit at home.
It.
I mean, he was playing, you know, I've never seen anybody who started off. Jason Kelce didn't start out great either. I mean, we used to say too slow, too small.
Yep.
You know, those kind of things happen. But Brandon's first couple years were really bumpy. I was here for them all. I mean, I was probably, you know, if you went back and pulled the tapes, one of the ones criticizing him. But what he's been able to, that's me. That's my phone.
It's always me.
I know it's always you.
Hugh's so happy. Hugh gets joy when it's someone else.
No.
It was me. And he was like, it was me.
No, I know. I heard that last week. And of course, then it's me. But I've never seen anybody who's been able to flip it like that. To just go from, yeah, we should have picked the other guy to, oh my God, Chip Kelly almost traded him in like 2014, and that would have been another reason to dislike Chip. So I've never seen anything quite like that.
Well, the crazy part is, I mean, I remember those days when the Earl Thomas thing, right? Yeah. So you referenced Cops, the safety from Seattle. Not only did he outlast him, you can make the case now he ended up the better player. Like in the beginning, it was so far the other way, right? Thomas was winning Super Bowls. He was a star safety. It seemed like Brandon could never catch him. And I think he passed him with the longevity the two rings.
The two rings. And, you know, Earl's had some post.
He's a little wild.
He and his brother.
They're into extracurriculars.
I was wondering how you're going to frame that.
I was concerned.
The kids are this probably.
Yeah.
They're into extracurriculars.
But yeah, I've never seen. And here's the other thing. The balancing act. To be one of the most positive guys, one of the friendliest guys, and to be a legendary trash talker.
Yes.
I've watched the thing with him and Fletcher Cox, I think it was against the 49ers, probably 50 times easy, where he's running his mouth, and Fletcher finally tells him,
locked in. Yeah, lock in.
He's like, I got you, Fletch. But a caller called in, and I thought it was a brilliant idea, and NFL Films is local. So if you're listening, he said if they put together an hour of Brandon Graham's trash talking,
I watch
the entire
every
thing.
Every minute, yeah. Yes. He trash talked
Saquon when he was with the Giants.
Yep, he's great at it.
2-6!
And you're right about the combination of positivity, smiling, but also trash talking at the same time. All right, before we continue the conversation, let's grab a special caller here. Jason Avant, a fellow Wolverine calling in on BG Day. What's up, Jason?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. No complaints.
Jason, what is it like for you to watch the career and the player and the person that Brandon Graham became? A guy that followed you at Michigan and followed you here to the Eagles, and I've had 15 years in an Eagles uniform. What's it been like for you to watch him grow and become the man and person he became here?
Well, I'm proud of him, number one, being from Detroit, going to Michigan. I was fortunate enough to play with him and see what type of young player that he was, but also just his ability, like you guys were just talking about, to overcome adversity. If you don't pan out right away in this city, it's pretty tough. And he weathered the storm, and he figured out his niche in the NFL, and he was able to respond and not listen to the outside noise and believe in the player that he was. So I would say that's one of the things that I can look at and say I admire the most about him. And, yeah, you talk about how big his personality is and how he smiles, but he's yet a fierce competitor. And it's tough to have the balancing act of both. Usually when you're a trash talker and you're a competitive person, you have, like this butthole persona. He doesn't have that. He's delicately balanced the line of being a media darling and yet a person that'll get in your grill on game day. So to see him flourish from being a part of that team at Michigan that lost to Appalachian State, I will never let him live that down.
But, you weren't on that team, Jason, right?
No, you weren't.
I said you weren't on that team.
No, I wasn't on that team. So to see how he's become, a beloved Philadelphia Eagle, one of the best players that ever put on a uniform, and it's great to see.
You know, Jason, I'm kind of curious how difficult. You know, we talk about how BJ was able to stay even keeled through all this, but my question to you is this: how difficult is that for an athlete to do, especially in this day and age of social media, when you get on the internet and you see so many people that have so many things to say about you? How difficult is that to navigate nowadays?
It's harder because now the team has embraced it. You know what it's like. You back in the day, the media was like the devil in the coach's mind.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. It was like the coach always trying to like be a wall in between his players and the media, and he would like be this enforcer of, we're not doing this, or just answer one word in. Like, it was a whole structure on how to navigate the media. Now it's in your face, and the NFL has embraced it, and every organization has, right, in order to build a brand, and they understand the value of marketing and dollars and all those things. So it's tougher for players now. So I would say that I would be wrong to kind of, look into what the players are dealing with now. For us, it was kind of easier, and even Brandon to start, it was easier because you would not listen to, WIP. I'm not encouraging anybody in the college to not listen to WIP, but as a player, you would have to put your head down and not watch ESPN or watch any of these programs in order to stay focused. Nowadays, you're going to hear it, so you got to have thick skin, and that's what Brandon has had. He's had thick skin, and that's what you need, because you know that just like they are down on you for the moment, you make one strip sack or you make a game-winning tackle, or
you back up again.
Turn around your career like that in a flash, so you've got to stay the course.
Jason Avant calling in here, a special call-in for BG Day. Jason, what does it say to you when a player can play 206 games for one team? I mean, you had a 10-year career. I mean, you played for the NFL for a long time, but I mean, to play 206 games, especially on a line, as a defensive line, what does that say to you that he was able to accomplish that?
Well, he's a tough son of a gun, for sure. And you know what? The other thing that it says is that he's compromising. He's palatable, right? So he's a person that can get along with multiple coaching staffs. He's able to get on with the front office. Like, it's hard because there's ego involved in a lot of these relationships. When you're a guy that demands top dollar, or you're a guy that are looking at other teams and what they're doing, BG's one of those guys. You know, I want to be in Philadelphia, and this is where I'm going to be. This is where I connect with the fans. And so he's put his head down and got rid of that noise as well. So, yes, he's a great player on the field, but he's a great person to work with from organization standpoint, right? So I'm around the building a lot when it comes to the Eagles organization. I've done multiple events with him. Everything that you hear about him is true when it comes to the janitors, when it comes to the stadium crew, when it comes to the coaching staff and how well he takes information. It just speaks to the character of the person to be able to stay around the organization that long.
Jason, appreciate you hopping in today and giving us a few minutes here on BG Day. Take care, man, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Have a good
there
one.
He goes. Jason Avant calling in with his fellow Michigan
Jason
alum.
Jason does a great podcast, too, with Quentin Michael,
yes.
Another former Eagle. It's called the Q&A after Eagles. It's very – they're very informative, but they're fun.
Yeah, I like those guys. Time. Jason's always been good when he's with us here at WIP. So just, you know, on the longevity, Rhea, I mean, yep. If I had told you in 2012, 13 that Brandon Graham, you would have said you're crazy. Yeah. I mean, you always tell me I'm crazy, yeah, but you would have said you're really crazy.
Especially when you go back the stories that I read, you know, right after he retired. I don't remember that story coming out. Maybe it did. It's just been a while. That Chip Kelly tried to trade him.
Yep.
And that Jeff Lurie had to step in. I read that. I mean, I read that story and I'm thinking, you know, good for Jeff. But it happened, I think, on the heels of Deshaun and LeSean.
Right, when the whole team was getting kicked out of here.
And it's like, all right, stop, enough.
Yeah.
You know, there's enough of these players going. So, you think about it, if he hadn't been here, just what he's been able to do. My favorite part about BG is this year, not him getting injured. But he gets injured and he keeps coming in with us. And it had to be like about a month after, I started to detect like a different vibe on him. And I remember one day I said, "You're going to play, aren't you?" And he just turned and he had a smile. And I went, "Oh, he's playing."
Yep.
I mean, it was never once we saw that we couldn't say anything because, you know, the Eagles weren't saying anything. We knew he was going to play. We knew literally if they taped his arm to his body, he was going to play in that Super Bowl.
I remember when the injury happened, Hugh, we started talking about like the timeline and your thought was it's going to be hard to get back. Right.
Yeah.
And then he did it, and he played in the Super Bowl. It really is an amazing exclamation point in his career because we were joking that it was his farewell tour before the season. He played well.
He played great. It
wasn't like he was just around for the season.
No.
Like, he was their best pass rusher through November, got hurt, and then helped them win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it's something to be said about the determination that he displayed to get ready to play that game. Yeah. And then in the game, tore his arm
again.
Yeah, so it's like it's so many different layers to him that I admire about what he was able to accomplish, man. And that's why for me, it's more than just what he's done on the field. I'm talking about BG as a person is the greatest Eagle to ever play the game.
Hugh, so I was asking you some questions before I came on, and I had heard on Chris Long's show, he had Milton Williams, I believe it was, or was it Josh Sweat? Now I can't remember. I think it was Milton Williams. And he said he was asking him about BG. And he said he would come in the morning and be dressed for practice at breakfast. Because I said to Hugh, I said, "When do you put the pads on? You got meetings, you got breakfast." No, he would be dressed in the beginning of every day.
He was ready.
Fully dressed.
Yeah, that's wild.
I mean, that's just...
That's wild.
It was. I thought it was just a really funny little... Like, this guy loves his job.
Yeah.
Loves it. I love working with people who love their jobs.
I remember the stories early that he was always like the first one in the building.
Yeah.
Like when he was trying to like revive his career, 2013, 2014, that he was beating everybody in.
You always hear about quarterback. First one in, last one to leave.
But you heard it about him. And that's when I was like, maybe he's going to turn this around. Because he obviously had a great, you know, head on him. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls as well. Let's go to Barbara in Philadelphia on BG Day. Well, hey, Barbara. Barbara?
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
hey,
Barbara.
Oh, God. BG. Well, let me tell you something. He's the greatest guy. I met him in person. I went to a store, and that's where he was, and he gave me a T-shirt, and he signed it. And it's hard not to give you the wrong size. Can't wear it, but that's all right.
Well, it's the story. It's the story that matters.
It's signed. You don't want to wear it anyway.
Yeah. So I try to wear. I'm a real tweaky, right? But it's real big. But I wear it around the house, you know.
I like that you pointed that out, Barbara.
And he's the sweetest guy, outspoken, down to earth. Because I'm kind of shy, but in front of him, oh, he's just like outspoken. You feel so comfortable. He's something. He's really down to earth. I guess it's hard to say about him.
No, I understand. I agree with the down to earth thing. It does. Sometimes you meet a player, especially a current player, and they're just like, you know, they're different than you. He doesn't come off that way.
He played good too.
He's a great player. Yeah.
And even then, when he hurt his knee, do you remember? And he was still there going to the show. You know, the games there. He sat there and he watched the games. And even that, he had something on his brace or something on his knee. Do you remember?
Yes. I mean, of course, all of it. I also, Barbara, as you go through these stories, you know, I thought about Rhea when COVID happened, he kept doing the Brandon Graham show.
Yeah.
He did it from home.
I know.
And he had like one of the Comrex things that we have to do shows from home when we need to. But at that point, he was doing it like from whatever he was in his house. And I forget how old his daughter was, but she would like
pop in,
climb on his lap during the show. And it was like very real because everyone else was going through that nonsense too at the same time, working from home.
We forget about what nonsense that was.
Yeah, it was. But it felt real. Yeah. Like there's his daughter on his lap as he's doing a radio show.
Like everybody else in the world doing Zoom calls
with
the kids.
There's no question. Let's talk to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up?
All right, man. Listen, BG, man, something special, man. And I'm just going to say this real quick. I know he had a come to Jesus moment where in the beginning of his career, he was in a storm. God told him, if you weather the storm, I got you. And that's what he did, man. He weathered the storm. Through all the things that, you know, the people were saying, he didn't let it discourage him. It encouraged him and it motivated him. And that's what God wanted him to bring to the team also, man. And that's what he did. Not only to the team, but for the entire city, man. This guy has done so much, and he's still doing it. And we love you as a fan base, you know. And, you know, it's just like, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be quick with it because I'm long-winded, and I know y'all ain't got time for it. But this man is the true definition of two things. Many are called, but few are chosen. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And he was one of the chosen ones. And this is the last thing I'm going to say. Thank you for bringing two championships and beating both the GOATs to Philadelphia. And you are the true definition of brotherly love.
Will, very well said,
That's
man.
Actually a great point. Yeah. We don't talk about enough.
Good call, Will.
Beat Tom Brady. I mean, you know, strip sacked him.
Yep.
And Mahomes, it's funny, you don't think about it all the time.
Well, and we'll see where Mahomes' career goes, but there's a real chance by the end, the Eagles two championships over the two best quarterbacks ever.
Ever.
I think that's the way it'll be remembered.
That was one of the trash talking I saw. He was trash talking, and I don't know if it was the Super Bowl. Brady so bad, it took Brady a second because, you know, I don't know how much, is Brady a trash talker, Hugh?
He could be instrumental at times or demonstrative at times. He can be a little much.
Well,
but not so much a trash talker. I just remember him
like intense yell. I remember the clips of him yelling.
Well,
yeah.
It was Brandon's just yelling at him, and finally Brady just turns around and he's like, "Is he trash talking me?" It was classic. It was absolutely, and he's Michigan or
yeah, Michigan. Yeah, Michigan, Michigan too. Yeah, yeah.
So that was Michigan crime.
It was Wolverines against her. All right. So Will said something there. Like, I don't know what Brandon's going to do next. He could do a million different things, but to me, if the Eagles keep him around in some role, like to help young players navigate the city.
NFL should hire him.
I agree.
Literally pay him millions of dollars to go around to teams and go, this is how you, but you know, you can say this is how you do it. You have to have the personality.
Right. Yeah. But he could talk to them.
Here's the framework.
Yeah.
You can, you know, because Brandon said he was very sensitive in the beginning and he had to learn how to not be. So, I mean, but the NFL could reap so much benefit. You know, not be a badassiter like, you know, Hugh Douglas was.
Yeah.
But evolutionary Hugh, we'll call
evolutionary,
him.
Evolutionary. I like it. Is that a new
yeah,
name?
Yeah, it is.
I like that.
I mean, and you know, if I'm being honest, that's kind of how I look at Brandon.
Yeah.
A better version. Yeah. A much better version than myself. It's one of those things, because I look at him, and there's some similarities, but it's like he, just like this, not picking on anybody, but the caller that just called and was talking about the shirt and didn't complain about how small it was.
Yeah.
See, that for me would have been a problem. Because, you know, it's Brandon took the time out to sign the shirt. And then you get
on
the air.
You're petty.
Yeah, because I'm just saying.
I just was watching Hugh's face when that was happening.
You get on the air and complain about a shirt that's too small that he got for you.
Well, it might have just been matter of fact.
But no, I'm just saying that's why God know who to make the better people. Like I'm here as a reminder what not to be, because that would have bothered me. Like, damn, lady, I gave you a shirt.
I thought you were the positive guy on the show.
Well, in this setting, I'm grown. I'm growth.
He's
I'm
sports
about
positive, real
older.
Life petty. That's
the positive real life petty.
Real life petty.
Real life petty is good. Yeah.
It's one of those things. I'm like, wait a minute. He bought you a shirt. It was the wrong size, but he signed it. That shirt's probably worth a lot of money right now because he signed it and. He's a 2-time Super Bowl champion.
I love the things that get you.
Oh, I know the littlest things. Yep.
It's precious.
Petty. It's.
There's
in my
nothing
DNA.
Wrong with petty in the right. In the right.
You know what you need to.
I'm just like,
I have an idea for you to get rid of the pettiness. Read BG's ABCs.
I am. I'm going to write my own book.
Attitude, positive thinking. Petty. No. Well,
that not a children's book.
That's what I told him.
No, that's what they kept saying.
He thinks it will be. You can't teach kids that.
Well, I got to get some writers. I got to get a team of writers.
No, you don't.
Team of writers?
what do you need a team of writers for?
Well, to clean it up. You know, to use different words.
They have editors.
That's the good thing is team kids aren't writers. Petty until, you know, around 14 or 15.
Yeah.
I think
it
comes natural.
Yeah, okay.
Just, you know, yeah. I would do called a young adult book.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Work.
Adolescent
see, that,
book,
that'd
yeah.
be more than like 20 pages.
How to be petty properly.
Okay. That'll work.
Yeah, we need a few editors for that one for you.
We need
to workshop that a little bit.
All right, Rhea, before we let you go, and it's obviously a special BG day, where are you on the Phillies? 2 out of 3 over the weekend. They won 4 out of 6 on the homestand.
Bryce Harper looked like he woke up a little
bit. Well, it's about time that Bryce did that. But you feeling good? You feeling...
Is this where I get to be petty?
Yes, I like that.
I appreciate it.
I would like to point out that when yesterday was coming, as they're trying to come back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Good comeback.
And listen, the bullpen held it together for a long time until... You can't bring Alvarado back out, but at that point, they really had nobody in there. I don't want to scream and yell at Rob Thompson. But sometimes they're a really dumb baseball team. Mm. They really are. You know, you got the situation as they're trying to scratch back. Second and third, JT swings at the first pitch. That's over. Then JT gets thrown out at third. That's dumb. You know, there was a bunch of situations where they're having a rally. Let's come up. The pitcher's on the ropes. Swing at the first pitch. I mean, it drives me insane.
They had the Diamondbacks on the hook. Like they had him in the corner, and they could have knocked him out.
Bryce swings it 2 out of the zone. I've seen here it is. Yes, they took 2 out of 3, and you know people are talking. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I really hate that. I literally, if I'm going to give you 3 hours a night every night to watch you, I'm going to comment on that game.
So
okay.
The difference between last year's team and this year's team is they would have swept that series last year.
They would have.
Yeah, and that's why they
look early. Maybe not later.
But early.
Early.
And that's why right now they look to me, they're still good, but they look more like an 89-90 win team than 95-100.
You cannot win with Trey Turner at shortstop.
Oh my gosh. Even when he's hot, he bothers me because he's hitting lately. I mean, yesterday was 1 for 6.
Yesterday was a bit of a rough day.
Right, but that double play's got to be turned in the ninth inning.
It must.
It has to be.
Bryson didn't help out tremendously.
But he's got to get him.
But he still has to get it.
That throw was terrible.
And I will just say, if you do not listen to games when LA is doing them with Fransky.
It's the best, ain't it?
He was going off about the umpires yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Saying to send them down, calling them bobos. I was almost as enjoying that as much as the comeback. But it's the size.
Yeah.
Like... Somebody, it might have been when JT swung at the first pitch.
I think it was. You feel it.
He says nothing. He says nothing. It's just a sigh.
Oh.
Yes.
It's like a disappointed parent.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. That's how I felt.
Here
we
go again.
But yes, they took 2 out of 3.
Yes.
And they've won 3 straight series.
And that's good. Now they go on the road to Tampa and Cleveland. All right, Rhea, we appreciate it. You being in here. BG Day continues. All right, back to all your calls on Brandon Graham as we celebrate his career today. It's BG Day. We'll have more great guests throughout the show today as well. Plus, if you missed it, we'll replay Jeffrey Lurie from this morning on the morning show. His first call to WIP in 30 years. 215-592-9494. It's the midday. Weekday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports, because the official partner of 94 WIP.
Back goes Allen. Allen has time. Too much time. Now they've got him! They've got him! It's a sack! It's Brandon Graham in the record-setting day where he's played in more games than any Eagle in history. He's fourth in sacks all time, and it's BG taking Josh Allen to the ground.
BG on BG Day. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat card 94 only at Sunoco. Speaking of Sunoco, we have a $100 gift card today to give away to Sunoco. The best call we get, to why you love BG, is going to win that one. Here we just, we play that highlight of Brandon moving up the ranks of all-time Eagle sacks.
Yes.
We were joking before the show. You know, you were one at one point really high on that list. You kind of fallen off a little bit.
Falling off. They have some. They got some good pass rushes over the last couple of years. Good for them.
Mm. You're right there, buddy.
Well, I'm.
Are you talking about joke?
I'm joking. Yeah. Joke. Getting choked
you
up.
All right, dog?
Well, I am.
It's an emotional day.
Yeah, I was waiting for the other shoe to drop when he said that, but I guess he got a little choked up.
To be honest, I choked on a pistachio, but we could spin it as I'm very emotional about BG Day.
Or you're trying to avoid another voice crack incident.
Well, no, you know what? You guys are in my head now. Yes.
Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth it. What long-term deal?
The more I hear, the funnier it sounds.
It is. It's actually worse the more you play it. But I, you are in my head, because now Hugh feels where everything he says, you're in his head back there. Because I was going to try to push through the pistachio incident and just say, my voice
the
will be fine.
The pistachio incident.
And then I felt like, you know what? My voice is going to crack.
Pushing through never works.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. And it came back to me.
I just don't understand what happened. How did that happen again?
I don't know. I guess because I was about to burp and it just, you know, it sounded like I had helium.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. Gotta play it again, huh? Thanks a lot.
Like, at least with mine, I got animated. I got excited. My voice cracked. Right? That's happened to all of us at some point. Now, mine happened on the air, which is embarrassing. But there's no reason for yours.
No.
It was so good.
It was avoidable.
It was avoidable. All right, 215-592. What I was getting at is we were kidding Hugh before the show. Because when you left here, Hugh, where were you? All-time Eagle sacks?
I think I was like fourth or something like that. And then Trent came, then BG came, then Fletch came.
And then we looked up this morning. You're
like
ninth now. But at some point, you'll be out of the top 10.
Fading into obscurity.
In my defense, all of those cats got drafted by the Eagles. I was traded.
Oh, so you're blaming the Jets.
Oh, yeah. It's their fault. Okay. Because if you would add the totals.
Excuse maker.
If you would add the totals up from my career, I'd have still been in the top three.
So the headline from this segment is Eagles legend, how Hugh Douglas says they should have drafted me over Mamula.
They should have.
Yeah. Well, they should have.
I mean, we know that, but just you saying it is.
Maybe you should have saved all your sacks from the Jets here. I mean, you wasted them on like a three-win and one-win team.
You did waste them.
It was, you know, if they would have just not been afraid to draft a young player from an HBCU, we wouldn't have had all this.
Well, maybe they didn't think you were worth the eighth pick.
I'd have been number two on the all-time sack list.
You
would have been putting in work.
Yeah. You would have had more here, you think?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Definitely would have had more.
All right, 215-592-94. Let's get back to the phone lines here.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, we don't believe you, but that's all right. Dave in Bedtown. What's up, Dave?
Dave?
Dave going once, and Dave going twice.
Your mama was too big for Dave.
We'll get Dave back up. It's all right. Garrett is in Yardley. Hey, Garrett.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Garrett. What's up?
Hey, so first of all, I want to thank you guys for giving us this chance to, you know, recognize an amazing player. And my favorite memory of him was, first off, the strip sack, you know, and when he got the Super Bowl for us the first time, my mom, she was a diehard Eagles fan, and her and I were crying because we never thought we'd live to see one. And the second time, my mom was home on hospice on her last days, and she got to see them win another Super Bowl, and she was crying after the game. We both were, and you know, she passed away a couple weeks after this past one, and you know, people like him, you know, he worked hard, and that team gave her something to smile about. So it means a lot to me.
Well, Gary, we're sorry for your recent loss, but your story there is similar.
Phenomenal.
It's similar to a lot of that I remember hearing the last 8 years, especially that first group, right? Like the relatives people had in this area that either just missed it or did get to see it before they left. It was special to all those families.
Yeah, it was just, I am eternally grateful to this team that they gave us, you know, my family something to cheer about, and especially for her to get to see that one more time. She held on, you know, so. You know, it's amazing. It's what this organization and what this city is. You know, it's just an amazing place.
It is. And I think I don't think it's a coincidence. He got to be part of that. Like, he's one of those guys we all rooted for and watched for so long. And Garrett, good phone call. And he got to make that play. I remember this when the strip sack happened, and we asked him when he was with us, BG, what he was thinking as the play was going on. Hugh, I remember when he knocked it out of Brady's hand, and then I saw Barnett fall on it. That was probably the first time the whole game I felt like they're really going to win. Because the whole time it was back and forth, and I just was nervous because it's the Patriots, it's Brady. Like, who beats Tom Brady in a shootout? Where like and the whole second half, they couldn't stop him. I mean, I forget how many of the 500 yards came in the second half. It just felt like every drive, he was going straight down the field. And every time Foles scored, they just matched it. So I was nervous. And then when they got the turnover, I was like, oh my God, they're going to win the game.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt, man. That was a great moment. And it was one of those things. Me and Hugh was watching the game. And after that, you start feeling like they were going to win. And I said, dude, we're going to Philly. I remember saying that to him. And I was like, we're going to Philly. We're going to the parade. And that's what we did. And man, it was the greatest feeling. Even though I was not in the city, to see the city erupt the way that it did and to see the Eagles do that, I knew the city was going to be bananas, man, because it was a long time coming. You know, and you know, as a former player, you wish you would have been a part of that win. But it's a great feeling because you feel like, you know, you helped lay the groundwork for them to be in the position that they're in now. And, man, it was great to see them finally break through, man. And it couldn't have happened to a better group of guys.
Well, I feel like they felt that, too. I mean, I've heard you speak about this, Ike speak about it. Like, you guys, in essence, laid the groundwork for the team and the organization finding itself and becoming really good. But even he said that when he was in here with us, Hugh, that, you know, he was thinking about the legends or the great players or the great Eagles teams before them. I think there's something to that. Like, even though you didn't play with Brandon, he felt your presence and other players from that team in 04 when they won in 17.
Yeah, because the Eagles do a great job of paying homage to the past. And a lot of teams are starting to do that now, but you really feel it with this organization with the fact that, you know, a couple years ago when Jalen Carter got here, and I remember Eagles called us in to have some conversations with the young guys and tell them what it is to be an Eagle. And for me, that meant a lot because, like I said, wasn't drafted by the Eagles. I was drafted by the Jets. But being here for as long as I've been here and being a part of this family, you feel that connection. It's more of a connection here, if I'm being honest, than it is in New York. And so it's one of those things when the Eagles ask you to do something or be a part of some alumni situation, you feel honored to do it because a lot of teams don't do that. A lot of teams, you know, when you're done playing for the team, if you're not one of those elite guys, you're not really asked to come back and do a whole lot. And the one thing that I've seen about the Eagles and I noticed about the Eagles, even though, you know, I am, you know, in the Eagles Hall of Fame, is that they treat everyone with that kind of respect. Well, and that's a great place to be.
Yeah, I mean, we feel that during the pregame shows, right? When we always have the alum of the week, whoever the
yes.
next player is, there's so many that come back here. 215-592-9494. As we celebrate Brandon Graham on BG Day tonight, the Colonial Theater BG Live, and we're going to be out there. By the way, the Great American Pub in Phoenixville, Hugh. That's where the afternoon show is going to be today. So if you're going out early, if you're making an afternoon out of it, you're going to be in Phoenixville for tonight and for the event, and you want to go and hang out before.
Yeah, it's a nice little ride, too.
Can't wait. You ready?
Yeah, I'm going to tell, I don't know if they're listening, but we're going to invade their show a little bit.
Oh, that's what we're doing. Yeah, we're heading out after our show to the Great American Pub in Phoenixville.
And we're going to be loud and boisterous.
Yes.
Nah, you're going to be sleepy.
No, I got to be loud and boisterous, because if I don't, I will fall asleep.
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
It's my sleepy time.
I mean, the weather's kind of sleepy today.
Yeah,
but
it is. Today.
This is an excuse for you.
Messed up.
Yeah.
No, because, you know, like normally, get up and work out in the morning.
What'd you do? Not today?
Oh, man, I overslept because of the weather. It was nice.
But traffic didn't get you today.
No, the traffic didn't get me, but I missed my workout.
First.
So I got it.
Traffic's been rocking you for the last like 3 weeks.
No, man, it's bananas. It's not me, it's everybody else.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, they don't know how to drive.
You have no part in the traffic situation.
No part. I leave at the same time every day.
That might be the problem.
But normally, like, I left today and I made it to work on time. So it's like I need to leave. I need to say it's the other people. Mm. It's their fault.
Definitely not you.
No, Friday though. Friday, some dude in the tractor trailer, they overturned the tractor trailer. And that's what happened with that.
So we blame that guy.
Yeah, that was Friday.
Okay,
now,
I got you.
Now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, that probably was on.
Okay, and now we're getting somewhere. I got you. All right, 215-592-9494. Karen is up next on WIP. Hey, Karen.
Hey, how you doing?
What's
good,
up, Karen?
What's up?
Good. First time caller here, so a little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. You're good.
Yeah.
We appreciate
I wanted to share
you.
With you that first week of 2017, I was super fit, working out all the time, training for a half marathon, and I was struck down with a disease that attacked my spinal cord and paralyzed me from the chest down within like 12 hours. So I spent most of that season either in a hospital bed or in a wheelchair. And that team inspired me so much. I thought if they can do it, I can do it. And BG was such a big part. I'm going to start crying. BG was such a big voice in my head. His smile, his like, just, you know, just do the work, have a positive attitude. Attitude was like everything for anybody who's had a disease that puts them in a wheelchair, whether you're going to get better or not. It's a lot of it has to do with attitude. And by the time they made it to the Super Bowl, I walked down that parkway for the Super Bowl parade. And the biggest person I was looking for on those buses was BG's face. And I smiled and waved at him, and he was such a big inspiration. My bucket list is to meet him someday and just thank him for being such a positive inspiration.
Karen, that is an amazing
story.
I mean, you found inspiration from the Eagles. I think a lot of people that just heard you probably found inspiration from you. That's remarkable that you were able to accomplish that and then do it, you know, to celebrate that team. That is really a great story. And I'm sure at some point you'll meet BG. I mean, he's around. He does
he
things.
Going nowhere.
Yeah, he'll be here.
I'll be there. I'll find him somehow.
Karen,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing the story. That's a great story by Karen there. Wow. I mean, Hugh, that's that. You know, we always talk about like finding inspiration and having a positive attitude. That's like real life positive attitude.
Yeah, right? I didn't know where she was going with that, man. But then when she told the story, I was like, man, that yeah. I mean, but we find motivation in different ways,
yep.
And that's a heck of a story. I commend her for that.
Well, and then she found it from the Eagles. I mean, that's the and obviously Brandon was kind of the one that she pointed to and saw it the most. And again, Brandon not just had a great moment. He also was a big-time player on that team. I mean, he was their best edge rusher in 2017, and he had some clutch. I mean, he had a touchdown to seal the NFC East against the Rams. I mean, Brandon, I almost think sometimes, Hugh, because we talk about his story, right? His story is great, and his inspiration is great, and the fact that he rose from being a bust to being a champion. I think almost we forget how good of a player he was. He was never a defensive player of the year level player, but,
no, but
he was
good. He was really good.
For a long time.
Yes.
Like, there's something to being a really good player for 10 or 12 years. Like,
that's hard to do.
There's
man.
Not many of those.
Man, listen. And the simple fact that he was having a hell of a career for 15
yep.
years. I don't think, like, I can't stress to you enough. Because when I look at him, I know how my body felt at year 10. I was done. Put a fork in him. Back hurt. Slowing down.
Yeah, we know year 9 in Jacksonville.
Yeah,
what that was like.
Yeah, that was terrible. But for him to still, you know his body, train as hard as he did, and have that resurgence in year 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, that was phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I don't think people realize how hard it is to do that, because especially in the trenches, and they'll tell you, man, it's because you're being touched and beat up on every snap. Every snap. And for him to have that longevity and play at a high level for as long as he did, that's commendable.
Well, I just wanted to pull up the list because you always talk about that longevity, how it impressed you, right? Especially at the position, because you, like you just said, you got 10 years at the same position. He got 15. Hugh, when you pull up a list of the most games played in the history of the NFL, you don't find many defensive linemen on there.
No.
There's a lot of kickers, quarterbacks. You get some offensive linemen. They tend to last a long time. But defensive linemen, there's just not many. No. I mean, it's mostly kickers and quarterbacks that play that long.
Yeah. And to play the physical style of football that he plays, you know, it's unheard of. It's unheard of. And when I look at him and see the way that he played, I was just like, man, this cat is still going at this age. So,
well,
commendable.
And he didn't just come back this year and play like just to hang out like that. Because when this year started, I think we joked that it was going to be his retirement tour.
Yeah, he was balling.
He didn't play like that. I remember, was it after week one? Was it week one, Kyle, where they played him a lot of snaps? And then it was like, wait a second, he's not here just for like to be part of this. He's their most snapped edge rusher.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, dude, is it more of a positive for Brandon or more of like, uh-oh, like, is he our best defensive lineman this year? I mean, ended up kind of being both.
It did.
I mean, great.
Until he went down in the Rams game, Hugh, I thought he was their best edge rusher the entire season.
Yeah, and he was balling in that Rams game when he got hurt. So, yeah, it was one of those things, man, where you look at it, and he's just like, wow, he's really putting together a pretty nice career.
It's wild. I mean, and if not for the injury, I mean, look, I don't know what all went into the thought process, but he came back, they won the Super Bowl. But obviously, like, if you take away the injury this year, he could have still played again. Like, it wasn't like he was done as a player.
He felt like he could have.
Right, he made the choice for himself and for his family to move on now. But, you know, sometimes players, you kind of, their last year, you're like, there's not much left in the tank.
No, he still was playing at a high level.
Yeah, I mean, he could have went to year 16 if he wanted. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a $100 gift card today to Sunoco. Get the highest level of performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. Let's make it a $100 gift card. They said 94, but I don't listen to that. $100 gift card here for Sunoco. The best call we get, and really the best reason why you love Brandon Graham. What BG means to you is going to win this gift card today. It's a special day here on WIP. Tonight, we get BG Live. Afternoon show is going to be at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. We'll go see those guys do their show and then hang out at the Colonial Theater tonight for BG Live. All right, 215-592-9494. Just to give you a sense of what we have going on the rest of the show. Coming up in a little bit, next hour, we will replay for, if you missed it, the Jeff Lurie interview on with the Morning Show. For the first time in 30 years, Jeffrey Lurie was on WIP. You're going to love a lot of what he had to say. We're going to bring that to you coming up. LeSean McCoy set to join us. Brian Dawkins set to join us. We'll check in with you people. And how about this, Hugh? You talk about the legacy of defensive ends in Philadelphia. There was Reggie. There was Hugh Douglas. There has recently been Brandon Graham. How about Trent Cole, who joins us right now? We get a call here from Trent. Trent Cole on WIP with Hugh and Joe. Hey, Trent.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. Still better you took my job. Trent got me cut, but I'm okay. I'm gonna get over it eventually. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great.
Trent, what was it like to watch Brandon get here and start to become the player that he became, which is 15 years and the most games ever played in Eagles uniform? What was that like for you to watch him grow?
I mean, it's just like I said. I'm just proud of what he's done. I mean, it was a long road for him. You know what I'm saying? He has some. There's a bunch of bumps in the road. You know, on the way there to the top, and but he made it, man. He was patient, and he had a good head on his shoulders, and he's just an all around great person, and he went out there and showed his talents. And, you know, when he was coming in, I knew he was going to be a great player coming in. I mean, and first when they first seen him in practice. And, like I said, just very proud of where he's made it to and what he's become.
So what was it like for you? Because he talked about how you really helped him out a lot. Did you see a young player that kind of needed your guidance when you were out there talking to him a little bit when he was going through that rough time?
Yeah, it was more of a natural thing. It come from guys like you,
Indy Kalu and Jerome McDougal, all the guys in front of me, the vets, you know what I'm saying? They it just came natural just to come and help a guy like him out. You see him going through different things that you, stuff that you went through, and I know I need to be, you know, just what a teammate does and a leader does, and it comes to try to help a man that you know, when in this game, there's a lot of things that, you know, saying that you go through, and you have tough times. I mean, I've had tough times in playing in the NFL, but you know, saying just I feel like I needed to, you know, to go say something to him, and just lend a hand and say, hey, you know, what I'm saying just. You know, some of the things I would do, you know, saying if I was in your situation, and it's encouraging, and it's just encouraging.
Trent, what was it like for you to watch Brandon make the play he made to help the Eagles win their first Super Bowl? I mean, Hugh always talks about it. Like, there's like a legacy of the past Eagles to the current Eagles. And Hugh's always talked about being proud of Brandon. I mean, you got to play with Brandon and watch him grow. What was it like for you to watch him not just become a good player, but then have that very special moment to bring a championship here after all those years?
I mean, look who's the guy. I wasn't surprised that he was going to do something like that. Was going to happen. I wasn't surprised because I know what type of player Brandon is. I mean, he's a game changer type player. And like I said, I remember talking to him and telling him, I was like, man, you are a legend. You are a legend here, man. You know what I'm saying? You just sealed the deal, and you're for a forever long legend here for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Trent Cole giving us a call on BG Day Live. Well, I got to ask you now that you're here, because we were just joking about the Eagles' all-time list of sacks. So, mm-hmm. Trent, I got to ask you, like, if we needed to get a sack in a game, who are we putting out there, you or Hugh Douglas here? Who's going to get a sack?
I'm putting myself out there.
Taught that man everything you know.
I'm,
so it's kind of like I'm out there.
I'm gonna do what you would tell me to do. I'm gonna do what you would tell me to do. Okay.
Nah, Trent, my guy, man. Trent's my guy. Hey, Trent, I got to tell this story.
I love you.
When I knew, like we were going through. We were doing the fitness test. Trent didn't make it. So I thought I had a chance.
Uh-oh. Oh,
boy. Trent came back the next day.
And he made it?
Man, he made the test. Not only that, we would be in practice, and I would see Trent working. I was like, yeah, he about to take
my job. I'm done.
I was like, hey. So, hey, I'm trying to salvage something. I'm just trying to help out because I'm like, yeah, this man about to take my job. And then I knew it was a for show gone. When, remember the last we played the Jets, the last preseason game? Yeah, Trent was on the sideline chilling.
And you were on the field?
And I was on the field.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, it's a wrap.
I have to say this, though. I have to say this, man. This just goes for a lot. This is for, I mean, other guys out there just playing ball and stuff. And I have to say this. Hugh came to me. He says, man, he said, hey, you got it. And I didn't know what he was talking about. So I was looking at him like, what? Nah, you got this. Did it click? I was like,
yeah,
oh,
it's a wrap.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was just there for opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Because I had all these great players in front of me.
Man.
Hugh Douglas. I mean, I had some great players.
Nah, I knew. I used to go to practice every day. And my body, like, as my body was breaking down, I saw Trent doing it. I was like, this is a wrap.
Hold on. You know what told me, Hugh? Is when you put your hands on your hip and that leg caught me, and you leaped over to the right and you looked over.
I was done. Hey, I was done. Put a fork in
That's
it.
That's what they call passing the torch. He was passing the torch.
Hey, if you ever see when he puts his hand on his hip and he waist back and he bends up like.
This is a wrap.
It's funny, Trent, there's a documentary on Barry Sanders. When Barry was running right past him, he did the hands on the hip thing. I know exactly what you're talking about. Trent, man, we appreciate you hopping in and hope things are well with you. And thank you for being part of BG Day. Thanks, Trent.
Have a good one, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
There he goes. Trent Cole there telling us about his experience with BG and when he took Hugh's job back in the day.
Oh, man, that was funny. I mean, it wasn't nothing I could do about it.
You passed the torch.
Oh, yeah, I thought I had him. I was like, I got a chance. He passed the fitness test. Came back the next day, and he aced that thing. And I'm like, yeah.
And then, from then on, Hugh Douglas was a talk show host.
Yeah, that's the day I crossed over.
The beginning of his transition.
Hey, I went into like they say, went into transition. I'm out.
You transitioned to WIP. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Why you love BG, your BG stories. LeSean McCoy joins at 12:30. Brian Dawkins at 1. And coming up. Along with your calls, we'll replay for you Jeff Lurie's first call to WIP in 30 years. That's next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.